We've got our next guest, which is a Sorowa Owner of the Month on, and it's Bevan Crowell.
Yep, good morning, Bevan. Are you joining us on the line?
Morning, Matt. Morning, Gary.
Mate, thank you for joining us this morning. You are the December Owner of the Month for Sorowa, which we tweeted out yesterday. And, geez, you've had a hot little run. Funnily enough, the way you're going, you could be the Owner of the Month for January if you keep going.
Hopefully it keeps going, mate. Unfortunately, everyone knows that sooner or later it'll come to an end, but you've got to enjoy it while you have a good run.
Well, we had a quick chat before we did this yesterday, and I didn't sort of preempt too many questions, but the one thing I noted was we talked about the fact that we've been in racing a long time, and that runs like this, sometimes they take 20 years to come, so it didn't happen overnight.
No, it certainly did not. Lynette and I, we do everything together. She's a good horsewoman, handles a lot of the young horses for me. And we've always had horses, but I was clerk of the course at Balaclava for about 12 or 13 years in the early 80s, and certainly that's where I think I caught the racing bug.
It's, I do love this story because you've not only had one horse going well, we all love it when you've just got one going well in the team because normally it means the others are getting paid for, but your three runners in the month of December, Magic D, Lady Pavlichenko, which is perfectly named, and One More Jack.
Yes, no, we're very fortunate. We bought Magic D at the Ealing sales. It was right at the end of the sales, one of Ralph Satchel's consignment, and Lynette was keen to buy a horse herself, and unfortunately she's missed out on two or three, so I said, look, this is how you do it. That's a nice filly, we'll buy that, and bang. And Shane had picked out, our trainer Shane Oxlade had picked out Lady Pavlichenko, and we'd purchased her, and One More Jack we bred out of a Hassanay mare that I bought online out of Victoria. And at the time we had a share in Typhon at Young Stud at Glenray at Port Broughton. So turned out to be a fruitful crop.
Really, really well noted. I think I love this, guys, because this is not only a Sorowa segment, this is an SA bred segment with Magic D buying a Zebedee. We've got horses bought out of the Magic Million sale. They're bought locally, and we've gone to a local stallion in Typhon. So, I'll tell you what, Bruce, you're just about to be my champ of the week next week. And but you have had a hot run. Run us through your experience as an owner. We talked about this. What are the things that you love about being an owner?
Oh, look, it's the people you meet at the races and the fact that we go to the races to catch up with Shane and Julie and Cassie and also the breeding people that you get to meet. I mean, here on your peninsula we've got Duckatoon and Cambula and Glenray at Port Broughton and Little Hills Pastoral with Chris and Jeff Tucker down at Yorktown, and just to be able to go and spend time and sit down with them, it's just great time. And everybody that's in racing, the basic thing is the love of the horses, and that's the reason Lynette and I are involved. It gives us a reason to be able to get up each morning and go out and feed the foals, and it's a great time.
It's amazing as an owner, you're not the only ones cheering, as you say. Those breeders who have bred those horses and raised those horses, and they decided on those matings years before you and I have even teed up to a racetrack as an owner to try and cheer them on. And I love the passion that you have all the way through, because, as you said, you enjoy the day out with the trainer and you do all of those experiences that you have. So in this month of December, what was your favourite win? Was there something that maybe tickled your fancy a touch more?
Look, Magic D had shown us a bit all the way through, and I think she'd had seven starts and only missed a place once. But the one that came out of the blue was One More Jack. I mean, he'd had a preparation, and halfway through this preparation, Stane came up on a Sunday to bring a horse home and take another one back. And we sat down and talked about the horses, and he said, look, he really shown nothing. We'll try him over jump. But he said, we might be able to find him a good home because he's a lovely natured horse to make a good show hack or whatever. But he said, on Tuesday, I'm going to put blinkers on him and try him in a jump out. And he duly won by six lengths.
So, incredible.
It is. And he had shown absolutely nothing. And then he was actually nommed for Strathalbyn. I think it got called off because of the heat. So he went to Port Lincoln and won by four or five lengths, and then back to Strath and did the same there. And last start here, last week, he just fell in and Whether the three starts in 24 days took the edge off him a little bit, I don't know. But he's gone out for a mature break now.
Well, it was a pretty impressive. I remember that maiden at Port Lincoln. You led, you rode all the way up, as you'd like to do at Port Lincoln. You kicked clear at the top of the straight. And it was a lovely, lovely maiden win after I suppose, 30-odd weeks earlier, you'd been to Mildura and probably hadn't had a great experience. And then, as you and I know, for a horse to back up from a maiden to go into a Class 2 handicap, and then that, you were pretty much eased down on the line in that race.
Yes, he did. And bear in mind, Matt, we don't know what's coming next. That's the interesting thing. Because if he reverts back to his old self, as he was with his blinkers off, I mean, he might go back to being a toad again. We don't know.
He's got a few tricks by the sounds of it.
Yes. Lovely, quiet horse. I mean, great to do anything with home here. He's just an absolute pet. Yeah. Most of the horses are pretty quiet. As we've got on, we've sort of had to offload some of the mares that through progeny that perhaps were a little bit difficult to handle.
Yeah.
And most of the mares we've got now are dead quiet. And Lynette spends a lot of time with the foals and the weanlings and the yearlings. But he's just a lovely horse to handle. And horse that after racing you'll have no trouble finding a home for.
Lovely to see that you're hands-on. Now tell me, we had Mel James on earlier today. And when we went through Lady Pavlochenko, which is running in the first today, so best of luck to you. Race 1, number 7 at Murray Bridge. But the naming of the horse, who's the clever bunny that came up with this?
That was Shane, and I've got to admit, I questioned him. I thought he'd fallen off his perch. But then, strangely, there was a TV program about a fortnight later, and the feature story was about Lady Pavlochenko, who obviously the horses by Shooting to Win, and Lady Pavlochenko was I think the first Russian sniper in the First World War, credited with 307 kills or something.
Lady Death, known as.
Was she? Mm. Right. So I don't know how he found that. He's obviously a bit more clever than he makes out.
Absolutely. It's been lovely to have you on. We're going to follow this today and certainly wish you the best of luck because, as we're saying, you've had a hot run into January with a number of winners already. We love the segment for the Sorrow Owner of the Month. Thank you very, very much for joining us. We wish you all the best, Bevan, and we'll see you at the sales in March.
Pleasure, mate, and yes, we'll be there. Lynette will be no doubt trying to keep my hands down.
Come and see Gaz and I. We're hoping to do a bit of an outside broadcast during those sales. So we'll get you on then, mate. Put a set of cans on your head.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Good to talk to you, Bevan Crowell there. Interesting, the Sorrow Owner of the Month, and he's got a couple of nice horses there going around.
Had an absolutely cracking December and January. I think there's six winners out of those three that are there, and when you've got horses that apparently weren't going to go so well that have backed up and won three races, so probably deserves a little bit of a spell now, that horse, and we'll come back out and have another good prep. But a lot of SA flavour in there, SA bred, Sorrow, local breeders, Magic Millions purchases.
Yes.
What we like to see, guys.
It certainly is.